There's a rumor going round of a clear out of town. Yeah, smelling like a driver's form. Here come the law, gonna break down the door, gonna carry me away once more.
CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m.
With this sentence, gotta get out the heat, step in the shade, gotta get me that dead or alive. She met him down at the station, put a shotgun to his head, and unless I be mistaken, this is what she said. Big boy, big bad Leroy Brown. I'm gonna get that cutie pie. Bring back that Leroy Brown. Yeah. Big bad caused a mighty fine sensation. about my money. That's all you want to talk about. I can see what you want me to be, but I'm no fool. Send the lamb of the gods. There's no meaning my pretending. Believe me, life goes on and on and forgive me when I ask you where do I belong. You say
you can do it, you can do it, you can go and set him free.
But that's not true.
Just can't get better than that. That is Queen's Sheer Heart Attack, the full album, right here on the House of Prog and right there on CGSF Radio. You just can't get better. It's 1974, and the album took them to the next level back in the day when there were levels to go up to. Not so much anymore. And I just found out this week is the anniversary of the Freddie Mercury tribute concert, which was April 20th, 1992, I think it was. Nuno Bettencourt just posted that in it. And so I remember watching that and watching Metallica do Stone Cold Crazy, which we just played. So... the tracks you heard were In the Lap of the Gods, Reprise, She Makes Me, Misfire, Bring Back That Leroy Brown, you heard Dear Friends, Lap of the Gods, Stone Cold Crazy, Now I'm Here, Flick of the Wrist, Lily of the Valley, Killer Queen, and we started the show off with Brighton Rock, which basically says, for Brian May, here I am a guitar player, I rock. And he is one of the great guitar players of, you know, the 20th and 21st centuries. And, of course, he was just on Coachella got up on stage with, I forget his name, but did a very awesome version of Bohemian Rhapsody, which has been circling the internet just in the last couple of weeks. All right, so another album that Roy Thomas Baker produced very differently and coming from a very different place altogether was The Stranglers 10. Now, I'm not going to say this is their best album. I think they were kind of past their prime at this point. They were looking for new ideas, and there are some good songs on it. Definitely not in the in the realm of earlier albums from the 70s, late 70s, and No More Heroes being up there. But this is an interesting album, and I've had it. I've had it since the 80s. It arrived when I was working at the radio station at CJSF, and I took a copy, and it's pretty well never been played. So let's have a listen. It should be fairly scratch-free, whereas the Queen was kind of scratchy and actually a little bit warped. But this is The Stranglers in a track called Sweet Smell of Success, right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF.
You're a thinking when I was living so peacefully.
Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.